11:22-23. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. So, when somebody says, I have faith, I think the logical question is, faith in what? Faith in what? Inflation has a voice. Depreciation has a voice. Now, if you trust the situation more than Jesus, then you're going to believe what the situation is saying. And your whole life is going to be very depressed. But at the same time that situation is telling you you can't make it, there is another voice, the voice of the one who created the earth that you live in. The one whose voice upholds the universe. The reason why the earth is not crashing into the moon and the moon into Mars and Mars into another planet is because somebody's word is keeping everything in orbit. And that person says, I'm with you. And he says, call upon me and I will hear. If you ask me, I will do it. He says, if you speak to that mountain, be removed, it will move. Whose voice are you going to believe? Because the voice you believe in is the faith you have. The voice you believe in is the faith you have. All right. Now, so Jesus says, I'm going to do this. If you have faith, you can move mountains. If you pray, I would answer. How can we be sure that what he says he would do? 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 19 and 20. And it says, for the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, by me, Silvanus, and Timothy, was not yes and no, but in him was yes. And for all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God through us. So what is the scripture saying? It says the promises of God is not yes and no. Yes and no. Yes and no. Sometimes you pray and it works. Sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes it works. It says the promises of God are not yes and no. It's not yes and no. It's not gambling. Faith is not a gamble. But it says all his promises in him are yes. And in him, amen. Amen means it is so. So if he says, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. It is yes, and it is amen. If he says, call upon me, and I will answer, it is yes, and it is amen. If he says, you can move the mountain, it is yes, and it is amen. If he says, he will give you your daily bread, it is yes, and it is amen. If he says, it is his Father's pleasure to give you the kingdom, it is yes, and it is amen. Because all the promises, not some, not a few, all the promises of God in him are yes and amen. Now, you have to make a choice whether you're going to believe him or you're going to believe your circumstance. You have to make a choice. He can't force you. It's all right to acknowledge that inflation is going high. It's all right to acknowledge all of that. But acknowledging something does not mean I have faith in it. It means I recognize it is there, but what my confidence is in is not what is happening here. It is who he is and what he has said. And all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen. What you have to understand is faith has to be operated individually. I can't do it for you. I can't faith for you. It's like sitting in that chair. You can say, sit on it for me. It doesn't work. Everybody must sit on it. So, I can stand with you in prayer. I can agree with you in prayer. I can speak a word of blessing over your life, but I can't believe for you. Each one must make that decision himself or herself. Faith is individual and it's personal. All right. When you look at the word faith, I was just brooding over the word faith and what how does it work? And I think our local languages describe faith very interestingly. Faith. In Fanti is jedi. Jedi. It means take it and eat it. Receive and eat. In Ga is hemo keyeli. Take it and eat it. So it means that for you to have faith, you're going to receive something, but you will not just hold it in your hand, you will put it inside you. You're going to put it inside you. Faith is not just saying, oh yeah, I believe the word of God. Oh yeah, yeah, oh hallelujah, amen. It's not just something you receive with your hand, but something you assimilate into your system and allow it to become second nature to you. So, when we talk about faith in Jesus, all these facts we are talking about Jesus, people say, oh yeah, yeah, I know Jesus is the Son. Oh yeah, I know that, I know that. But they haven't eaten it. They have received it, but they haven't eaten it. So, let's look at how faith comes. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Romans chapter 10, verse 17, it says, so then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's how faith comes. Faith comes. So something is going to come. The word of God is going to come. And when it comes, you have to receive it and you have to eat it. You have to receive it and you have to take it inside you. That's how you get faith. Have you heard people say, as for me, I have no faith. If you have no faith, it means you haven't received the word of God. And faith is no respecter of ecclesiastical title. That means church title. Faith is not a church title. Faith is not pastor, senior pastor, bishop, senior bishop. That's not faith. You can be a pastor and have no faith. Can be senior pastor and have no faith. You can be bishop, have no faith. Have a nice title, but no faith. Because faith is not a title. And being, quote and unquote, a man of God does not give you faith. Because for all of us, faith comes by hearing. All of us. For me, for you, faith comes by hearing. If God speaks and I don't receive it, I don't have faith. If God speaks, you don't receive it, you don't have faith. Faith doesn't come by having a nice title. Faith doesn't come by wearing a clerical collar. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing what? The word of God. Now, if faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God, then we can say unbelief also comes by hearing and hearing the word of man. So faith comes by hearing. So if I'm going to have faith, the first thing I have to do is that I have to hear the word of God. That's where faith starts. Hear the word of God. And the primary way to hear the word of God is through the Bible. Through the Bible. Let God speak to you through the Bible. You have to read the Bible. The primary way that God speaks to us is through the Bible. God can also speak to us through the witness of the Holy Spirit in our hearts. When the Holy Spirit impresses a thought, an idea in our hearts. But first through the Bible, Second, through the witness of the Holy Spirit. And thirdly, there can be a confirmation by somebody using the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Maybe somebody, a prophet, or somebody just tells you something. The word of a prophet does not bring faith. It's the word of God. So just because a prophet tells you something does not mean that it will happen. Because faith does not come by hearing the word of a prophet. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. Go to the original source of the material, the Bible. That's where faith comes from. Faith comes from the word. Faith comes from the Holy Spirit. And it can be confirmed, or it may be confirmed. But after God has spoken and the Holy Spirit has impressed on your heart, you don't even need any man's voice. That is enough to get you through. Once God speaks, my word is not superior to God's word. If God says, "Behold, I am with you forevermore," that is more powerful than any sermon I'll preach or 1,000 sermons I'll ever preach in my life, because nothing I say can approximate what God says. I am a man, but God is not a man that he should lie, that the Son of Man that he should repent. And what he has said, he will do. Let your faith be in the word of God. Too many of you have faith in the word of man. Too many of you. So, first, hear the word. Second, accept the word as true. Romans chapter 3, verse 4 says, "Let God be true, but every man a liar." When God says you are blessed, you are blessed. Contrary to all physical evidence. When he says you are healed, you are healed. Contrary to how your body feels. When he says you are the head and not the tail, you are the head and not the tail. Contrary to how you feel. God says to Abraham, "I have made you the father of many nations." I have made you. Not I'm going to make you. Or I can make you, or I will make you, or I'm making you. I have made you. It's finished. I've made you. And when he said that, Abraham had no child. And you would think that if God says, "I have made you the father of many nations," then the next year he's going to have about 10 children. Next year, no child. Next year, no child. Next year, no child. Took him 25 years. But the Bible says Abraham did not stagger at the promise of God. When God says he has made you, he has made you. If God says he has healed you, he has healed you. If God says he has blessed you, he has blessed you. The economy may not favor you, but you are blessed. If God says, "I'm going to make you prosperous," he will make you prosperous. We walk by faith and not by sight. Hear the word, accept that the word is true. Number three, allow the word to dominate your thoughts. Let the word of God dominate your thoughts, control your thoughts. And number four, you have to speak the word. Speak the word. Declare what God has said over your circumstance. Declare it with your mouth. And finally, act on the word. Act on the basis of the word. Faith is a fact, but faith is also an act. It's a fact. And it's an act. Faith without works is dead. You're going to have to start taking steps based on your faith in God. I want this year to be the greatest year of your life. In every area of your life. I want this year to be the greatest. Not because Pastor Otabil said it, but because your faith is anchored in the word of God. You believe that he who has begun a good thing in you will see you through to the end. You believe that he will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. You believe that he will give you this day your daily bread, that there will be no day in this year that you will go without bread, that God will provide for you. You believe that. And you have to make that your declaration. So you have to constantly speak the words. He'll give his angels charge over you, lest you dash your foot against a stone. He that keeps you will neither slumber nor sleep. God is not asleep. He will take care of you. And it is in his word that you anchor your expectations. And when your word, you anchor your expectation in his word, you have faith. And this is the victory that will overcome the world, even our